In the last episode, we unraveled the enemy's plot to create discord within the Muslims at the hands of the Muslims themselves. In this episode, we change gears and discuss the unanimous Shia-Sunni resistance to Takfiriism and the dawn of the new Muslim Ummah. For those who insist that Wahhabism is just another sect of Islam with its traditional sectarian differences, need to understand that Wahhabism today is not just simply a religious subsect of Sunni Islam, but rather it has become a political movement working towards Muslim domination. Unlike the rest of the Muslims of the world, the Salafi Wahhabi ideology has chosen the path of takfir in order to realize its political aspirations. Current developments indicate that divisions among Muslims are not just limited to the political Shia-Wahhabi conflict, but rather there are serious problems between Wahhabis and Sunni Muslims. This distancing of Sunni Muslims from Wahhabism is mainly due to the damaged Wahhabi Takfiri reputation following the rise of radical jihadi movements such as Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and the Islamic State, which all conveniently embrace Wahhabism and Salafism as their principal influencer. The Salafi Wahhabi movement emerged within a religious ideological framework, but in the last few decades, it has tried to cover its destructive and divisive ideology under the shield of identifying with Sunni Muslims. The Salafi Wahhabi ideology itself has a weak connection to the original Sunni schools of thought, so their strategy of aligning with the Sunnis has served them in blending their poisonous ideology with that of Islam's majority sect. The Wahhabi Takfiri ideology, based upon expelling other Muslims from Islam and considering them as kafir, has prevented the unity of the various Islamic schools of thought and has turned Muslims against one another. It is therefore imperative for Sunni Muslims to be properly informed about the radicalism of the Wahhabi doctrine, where the Wahhabi Takfiris consider as polytheistic and kufr many of the beliefs of even the Ahla Sunnah themselves, such as Tawassul, Ziyarat, celebrating Miladun Nabi, veneration of the Prophets and Saints, Nazr and Niyaz, love of the Ahlul Bayt, hatred for Yazid and Muawiyah, Takfir, Wahdat. Thus, in terms of ideology, they oppose not only the Shia Muslims, but also the four Sunni schools of thought. They write books against the proximity of Sunnis and Shias, campaigning against it, regarding it as an impossible venture, further stoking the flames of discord. In reality, the unity between Sunnis and Shias advances the interests of both as it paves the way for strong economies, stable governments, and the exchange of Islamic thought and culture, and most importantly, Shia-Sunni unity strengthens the power of the Muslim Ummah. By the grace of Allah, these days many Shias and Sunnis are finally seeing the hand of imperialism behind the veil of Wahhabism. Consequently, they are now rising up together against their common enemies. It is for the first time that the Saudis are being assaulted by both Sunni and Shia leaders for their illegitimate and destructive policies in the region and their undying support of Wahhabism and Takfirism. This can be seen in the Saudi government's destabilization and internal interference in Muslim nations, including those of Yemen, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, Iran, Bahrain, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Qatar. On the other hand, the Saudis wholeheartedly honor the external enemies of Islam, namely the US, the UK, and the Zionists. Recently, more than 200 Sunni Muslim clerics came together and effectively referred to the Wahhabi belief practiced in Saudi Arabia as a dangerous deformation of Sunni Islam. The world's premier pan-Arab daily newspaper, Ash-Sharq al-Awsat, reported that an international Islamic conference was held in 2016 in Chechnya's capital, Grozny, which was attended by scores of Islamic leaders and top Muslim clerics from all around the world, including Egypt, India, Russia, Syria, Turkey, Britain, Lebanon, Jordan, and various African countries. The conference aimed at introducing the Sunni identity and determining its adherence. Globally renowned Sunni scholars and clergy unanimously took an uncompromising stand that the Takfiri terrorists, who loudly claim to belong to Sunni Islam by means of Salafism, are not from among the Ahl Sunnah at all. Those who attended this global Sunni conference echoed in unison and spoke out against the terror of Takfirism. They took a resolution to awaken the world about the real terror outfits which are using the name of religion for personal geopolitical agendas. The participating Sunni religious leaders also called the conference a significant turning point to correct the treacherous and lethal deviation from the true definition of Ahlus Sunnah as a result of the extremists' attempts to hijack this glorious name, misusing it for themselves. The clerics included the Grand Imam of Egypt's most important center of theological study in the Sunni world, Al-Azhar University. The Grand Imam Ahmed Al-Tayyib only a year ago attacked corrupt interpretations of religious texts and has signed up to a return to the schools of great knowledge outside of Saudi Arabia. Addressing the conference, Grand Imam Ahmed Al-Tayyib defined what is meant by the term Ahl Sunnah, stating, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are the Ash'aris or the Maturidis. In matters of belief, they are followers of any of the four schools of thought, Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, or Hanbali, and are also the followers of pure Sufism in doctrines, ethics, and spiritual purification. Having said this, Grand Imam Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayyib allegedly excluded the Salafis from the term of Ahl Sunnah, stating that Salafis, also known as Wahhabis, are not from among the Sunnis, but rather an emerging innovation, a bid'ah in Islam. This was probably the first time that Sunni Islamic scholars on a global scale have disassociated themselves so clearly from the Salafis who claim to be a part of the Sunni Muslims. The closing statement also restricted the big Sunni Islamic schools to deep-rooted religious institutions in Al-Azhar University, Al-Zaytuna University, Hadramaut University. Interestingly, the statement did not mention Islamic centers and religious institutions in Saudi Arabia. Sunni conference in Grozny concluded that the Salafi Wahhabi ideology, the state religion of the Saudi throne, is not a part of mainstream Sunni Islam. So now you know that the Wahhabi Salafi ideology has created disunity and discord among the Muslims by expelling all those that are not Wahhabis. And even though the Wahhabi Takfiri doctrine has serious differences with the Sunni Muslims, they have deceitfully protected themselves with the shield of Sunni Islam. showed you the groundbreaking Sunni conference that has stated the Salafi Wahhabi ideology of the Saudi throne is not part of mainstream Sunni Islam. In this episode, we discuss the attack on the Islamic leadership, the attack on the Khilafah.